Well, you know, I think our worship leadership team up here on the platform was on top of their game this morning, and I'd like you to let them know that. Would you do that right now? Yes, even the bass player. It's okay. We're good. Okay. Well, I've been thinking about Jesus for weeks now as we've been working through this series on that subject. And I was thinking about Jesus this past week, sometime before yesterday, and naturally I started thinking about the University of Tennessee men's basketball team. Yeah, I know they lost last night, but that's basketball. I've still been thinking about them quite a bit. And win or lose, there is something kind of special about this particular edition of the University of Tennessee men's basketball team. Well, what is it? Win or lose, there's something special about them. So what is this something special? Well, let's start with what it's not. Let's just start with what it's not. They're not 4- or 5-star recruits, are they? As far as I know, not a one, but certainly most of them are not 4- or 5-star recruits. While they are in great condition, none of them are the tallest or the strongest basketball players in the nation. They've got a little bit of team speed, but they're not the fastest team in the sport. They are a team to be taken seriously. They're also a team that can lose any given game on any given day. So what do I mean when I say there is something special about this group? Well, let me put it in a phrase. As a team, they've chosen to aim higher. As a team, they have chosen to aim higher. Now, I need to be careful with that phrase because I know UT fans. They think aiming higher means aiming for a championship. No. That's not what I'm talking about at all. They may have set a goal to win a championship. They may win a championship of some kind. But what I mean is they've chosen to aim higher, and what they've actually chosen to do is this. They have chosen day in, day out to practice doing what you need to do to become the best basketball player you can be. That's what I mean about them being special. That's what I mean about them aiming higher. They have chosen to practice doing what you have to do day in, day out to become the best player you can be. And that has many, many components. It starts with some things we hardly ever think about when it comes to sports in general or basketball in particular. I'm not a coach, but I can name some of those actions. For example, get your sleep. Eat right. Rehab right. Go to class and pass your courses. Things we don't even think about. Do what your strength and conditioning coaches tell you to do. Study film. Pay attention to the game plan. Accept and buy into your role on the team. And choose team over self, time after time. That's what you have to practice if you're going to aim higher. And that's quite a long list. And we haven't even gotten to what you do on the actual playing court, have we? When it comes to playing the game, if you want to aim higher, aiming higher means practicing right footwork. It means spacing, learning how to space yourself on a floor. It means learning how to coordinate your particular movement with the larger pattern of movement of the team players. It means learning how to position yourself for rebounds, how to close a lane and how to open a lane. It means learning shooting technique. It means learning how to set a pick and how to go through a pick or around a pick. It means learning how to play defense without fouling out. And on it goes. And of course, aiming higher in this fashion means learning to actually listen to your coaches. Actually trying to understand and practice and master the changes they tell you to make. Now that's why I call this team special, because win or lose, that seems to me to be what they try to do. They practice these things. Now, what does that tell you about aiming higher? It tells you that aiming higher in life or in basketball is a process. It's something that's ongoing. It's not just a goal out there. It's what you do with your time and your body and your mind. It's a process. And like all processes, it has no real end. It just goes on and on. But when the process is worked faithfully, sometimes a 3-star plays more like a 4-star. When the process is followed faithfully, you know you're never going to really arrive and be able to stay at your highest point, but you're taking a great trip, a really great trip. And some days you are more nearly the player and the team you want to be. Now, to me, the current UT men's basketball team is special because it's bought into that kind of aiming high, that kind of process. Which leads me back to Jesus. Win or lose on a given day, Jesus calls you and me and this congregation to aim higher. To aim higher. That's the entire point of the scripture passage that was read earlier. That's the point of its parallel passage over in Matthew 5 and following. You see, you and I, when we read this passage out of Luke or hear it read or hear the passage out of Matthew read, we sometimes just make a mistake in how we appropriate it. We hear these words and we automatically think Jesus is calling us to aim higher and that aiming higher means taking some kind of test. And that the test is pass or fail. Pass or fail. You either get it all right or you just fail. That's not what's going on here at all. When we come at the sermon on the level place on the mountain, the sermon on the plain, as it's sometimes called in Luke, we get discouraged if we look at it as a test that we pass or fail. And it's no wonder we start to look for ways to water down the words to make the test easier. It's no wonder that sometimes throughout Christian history, Christians have decided that these words have absolutely nothing to do with right now, and you have to wait to get to heaven to live this way. It's no wonder that time and time again throughout the history of the Christian movement, some Christians have decided these words apply only to a tiny minority of Christians, but not the rest of us. When you look at it and say, that's a test, it's all pass or fail, you want to run away from it. Because it's impossible as a test. I want to repeat something. Jesus is not pushing a pass or fail test with these words. Instead, he's simply calling you and me to aim higher than we tend to aim when left on our own. He's calling us to decide that we will practice doing what we need to do to become the best followers of Christ we can be. The best follower of Christ you can be. He's calling us to embrace an ongoing process and to work it day in, day out. So when you go and read the passage with that in mind, it reads more like this: practice loving the person or persons you perceive as your enemy today. Try that the next time you're on social media or watching what passes for news. Actually practice loving the person or the group you perceive as an enemy today. Practice blessing the person or persons wearing you out on a given day. Practice praying for those who mistreat you in some way. Practice being merciful as God is merciful, and do it today. Practice refusing to pass judgment on another human being. And do it today, leaving judgment to God. Practice forgiving a person or a set of persons today. And on it goes. It's all about practice, not achievement. Practice. And there's an overarching theme to this approach to life, an overarching theme to this aiming higher, and it's put in the sentence that goes something like this: do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Practice doing to other people what you would have them do to you. That's how we aim higher. We aim higher by committing to daily practice of the mental and emotional and physical and economic requirements of this kind of life. All of which means I do have to remind you of one hard reality, and it's true of basketball, it's true of life, it's true of being a Christian. Regardless of how well you practice, a particular game's not always going to go your way. I don't know where we forgot to talk about losing in the Christian faith, but losing's part of it too. No matter how hard you and I practice or work this process, on a given day, a particular thing just isn't going to work out for us. You know how it is in basketball. Sometimes no matter how well you practice, you still commit a turnover, you miss a layup, you lose a rebound, you get smoked by some guy who's having the game of his life, and on that day there's nothing you can do to stop him. No matter how hard you practice, you lose your concentration at a critical moment, or you fail to communicate. That's just life. That's basketball. That's life. That's the Christian life too. Failure's built in with practice. Now, what do good players and good teams do after they've had that kind of day? Well, they go home. They take their lumps. They get some rest. They study and learn from the mistakes they made that day. And then they get back out on the gym floor and start practicing the same skills again. Aiming at the next game. Aiming at becoming the best player they can become. That's how it is for us. Following Christ is not an attainment, it's a process. And embracing and living the process is what it means to aim higher. So I want you to read on your own when you get home today, Luke 27 and following. Read it as a call to embrace a Christ-mandated process. Read it as a call not to focus on what you believe, but what you do each day. Practice, practice, practice. Get up and go to practice. Play the game. Learn from the inevitable failures. Rest a little, then get up and go back to practice. That's how it really is when you live with Christ. So dare to aim higher, but dare to aim higher in this way, and you will be on your way to becoming the best Christ follower, not he can be or she can be, you can be. You can be. You can be. I offer that today in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Pray with me. Our God, we do ask that you help us. Sometimes we get caught in pass-fail mentality. In our better moments, we know that's just a way to bring ourselves to a dead halt. So ask us and help us to lay that approach aside. We pray that you help us to see each hour of each day as an opportunity to practice the things that you call us to do so that we may reshape our thinking, reshape our speaking, reshape our giving and our doing in such a way that in the end people will look at us and increasingly come to say, he or she really does want to do unto others as he or she would have them do unto them. We thank you that Jesus dares challenge us in this way and that he opens the way for us to walk. Take now these moments of formal decision and help us to use them very well. For we pray this in Christ's name. Amen. I invite you to practice. You can start that by becoming a Christian. You can enhance that perhaps by planting your life in this congregation and letting us coach you up, so to speak. But above all else, before you leave today, just resolve, I'm going to practice the things I need to practice in order to become the best Christ follower I can be. Would you stand, would you sing, and would you respond?